Hello, and it's time for another walk and talk. I was going to say video there again, weren't I? Voice note. So I've been thinking a fair bit about, you know, what I'm doing here, a lot more with podcast stuff. I do the Ours is the Theory podcast now, where me and Jenny and Max talk about Game of Thrones. Of course, there's Freebooters, and I've been like archiving all the old podcasts that I've done over the years as well. And basically, you know, one of the things I have found oddly difficult to adjust to is not knowing how many people listen to, you know, stuff that I create. And it's something that I'm trying to get past, right? Because it isn't actually anything I need to know. But I do want people to enjoy what I create. I do want it to be I do want it to have a kind of appeal, you know? And numbers, I guess, to a degree, do help with that. But I also like keeping all of the websites that I make and all that kind of stuff, like, very lean. And I don't want to use analytics. With like Google Analytics, there are all kinds of problems with them. Sorry if the wind's cutting across the mic. But also with other analytics, like, you know, self-hosted stuff and things like that, like, it's still not necessarily a rabbit hole I want to go down. I kind of like what PeerTube does, which just gives you a view count, really. I think it might give you a bit more information now in the more updated versions, but it doesn't give you a lot, and I don't need a lot. If there was an easier way just to have like a view count or a download count or something like that, then I might give it a go. I also, you know, like, I take feedback and stuff like that, but of course most of the feedback comes through the Discord, so and it's usually people who, you know, I've been talking with things anyway and all that kind of stuff. So I suppose feedback is a lot of what would sort of help me understand what it is that I'm making. So if any of you folks have any thoughts on anything I've said, I'd love to hear from you. I've put my email back on the website, because for a lot of people who aren't in the Fediverse, you know, back when I used to do Gemini stuff, the protocol, not the AI, I was getting a lot of emails. I was getting a small number of emails from very, like, you know, really thoughtful, and I really kind of enjoyed that. So, yeah, don't be shy. Send me an email, because, you know, although to be fair, a lot of what I'm saying is generally very agreeable stuff in the community that I am, right? Like, I'm not taking any particularly outrageous or deviant positions on anything at the moment these days. But to that end, I do specifically want to hear people's thoughts on what Discord's doing. Now, for those of you that don't know, Discord are rolling out a worldwide age verification, scheme, program, where basically a huge number of the users there, I don't know if it's all or anyone that's going to want to access not safe for work content or anything like that, but I do know that it's a big, big rollout, are asking people to basically use the face recognition technology, AI stuff, to verify their age, which, I don't know, I got to be honest, right? It's that stuff where, like, the AI just, like, scans your face or something like that, and then it works out how old you are. I've seen Rosie do it on something once, and it's like, it's how does that even work? Like, how at all is that, like, even going to be accurate? Like, I don't, that, I can't possibly trust something like that isn't verifiable. I guess to a degree it's probably better than sending a copy of your driving license or passport, but I feel like that's going to get a lot of false negatives and false positives, possibly, but anyway, I am going to guess that to most of the listeners of these voice notes, that's not going to go down very well. It's going to be highly unpopular. I don't like it. Never, you know, like, we all know that Discord is not the company that we are, you know, it's not a company that we've particularly, like, fallen in love with or anything like that. We always knew they were a bit shady, but, you know, I suspect this is a bridge too far for a lot of you. So I would definitely want to hear not only... like, is this going to get you to stop using Discord if you use it at the moment, either if you're part of the Freebooters community or part of any other communities? And is there a place that you'd be moving to? Because there isn't quite like a Discord replacement in the same way that there's like a Twitter replacement. And with a lot of chat services, it's not necessarily the features, it's where people are. Now, Discord has one feature that me and Drew agree, and many of you others, I'm sure, has, that no other platform has basically at all in the way that it is. And that's like the audio chat rooms, where you can just sort of drop in and drop out. Like, that's really good. And no other platform has even really properly considered emulating that. So off the top of my head, alternatives to Discord might include Matrix / Element / you know, that sort of thing. That ain't user friendly. Normal people aren't using that. And, you know, my God, the number of times where I've tried to like log in and then nothing's been decrypted or anything like that. Honestly, like, I know that certain governments are thinking of using it. That is a very odd sounding vehicle. I think there's something wrong with its tires. So, yeah, I don't think Matrix is really going to be a tool that regular people, non-techies, will be picking up and using. I just don't see it. IRC, you know, is similar. Like, I like IRC because it's more to the point. It does what it's done now since, what, 1988? So it's some people might think of it as old technology. Some people might think of it as, you know, we perfected it there and then. And if it was to come to just chat, I think I'd be fine with it. I think that you know, IRC still has something of a user base, but again, it's going to be all techie. I think, like, me and Drew always kind of like the platforms with a bit more diversity than that. But also, you know, it is relatively easy to get on board. There are like a million and one other options as well. We can talk about XMPP, but I'm not even entirely sure that, like, going down the path of federated chat networks is even that worthwhile. Because if you think about it, it's really not something that really gains anything from being federated. Why not just set up a little chat network on a website and then people just log in with credentials like everything else, right? It's not like having one more account for something is really ever any the burden that it might have been 15, 20 years ago, you know? Where, like, oh, you can have one account, you can do everything with it, and everyone knows it's you and it's all verified. But I don't know, like, you know, IRC has got, you know, IRC is fundamentally centralized in a way. It's just that it's a protocol, so it's very versatile and mobile in that regard. XMPP is fine. I think it works generally. I think that sometimes encryption can be a bit of a pain, but I don't know. I've always managed to make it work. But it's one of those things, like, normal people just are not going to use it. And normal people, non-techies, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, what else is out there? I don't know what the options are for things like WhatsApp these days. I know that, of course, WhatsApp here in the UK, everyone's got a WhatsApp account. I don't know if you can join like a public community without exposing your phone number, you know, doxing yourself basically, or how communities work, whether or not they're more broadcasty, anything like that. So if any of you folks are part of WhatsApp in that regard, let me know, because, you know, I've got WhatsApp, so, and I'm sure many, many people, yeah, it's Facebook, yeah, it's, you know, like, to be honest, it's fine as like a chat service. It's just the thing is that, you know, it's like Meta, it's not going to be particularly, you know, like they've had their encryption underwritten before, you know, there've been problems with that. But let's be honest, you know, most people will have WhatsApp on their phone, and it's probably not as egregious as some of the others. I don't know about Telegram, but honestly, like I think I used to have a Telegram, and then Telegram, like, they started like scaling back or something, didn't they? It's like, oh, you have to, is it sign up to Telegram using the official app or something like that? Like, it's very, it operates a lot like big tech. The Signal, of course, centralized service, but very well encrypted, and on paper open source, but it still functions very much like a centralized service. So it's, you know, like, but again, the thing is with Signal, and the reason I no longer have a Signal account, no one's on Signal. There are some of the other more like peer-to-peer ones. There's Kutch and SimpleX and Tox, and these, you know, they're all like, but again, all super techie. Most of them have like technical caveats because, you know, they're not centralized in that way. For example, Kutch, both people have to be online before you can start exchanging messages, which, you know, I think is fine. Most people have, you know, mobile phones and stuff where they can keep their application open or whatever. But, you know, again, it's a service that a lot of people are going to be using. You know, sometimes I think Drew might have in passing mentioned like a forum, like just self-hosting a forum or something like that. Possible, certainly a possibility. I mean, at least with a forum, you know, like it's just going to be there and it doesn't necessarily have to be a fast moving thing. So, you know, it'd probably be like PHP BB or whatever it's called, or, you know, something very lightweight, doesn't need to be particularly fancy. You know, something self-hosted could be kind of fun as long as it was simple and, you know, we could do it on our existing infrastructure, or, well, you know, we could expand our infrastructure or whatever, like, you know. I'm sure money on that side of things isn't really going to be an issue. You know, it'll all be so small scale that that we'll be able to make it work. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm sort of canvassing for ideas on that one and canvassing for thoughts because, you know, there's no point moving to something that no one wants to use. But at the other side of things, Discord are being shite. So, I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that one. Email chrisware@postio.net. It's, you know, emails available on my website. Or get in touch with me through the Fedi or, I don't know, Discord, I guess. Or anywhere else that you can get in touch. So, anyway, I'm going to leave you there, but I'll talk to you folks soon, and yeah, take it easy.